T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Steve and Tim in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 6:48 on this Wednesday morning. Three big things. A proposed anti-abortion amendment has cleared its first hurdle in the Kansas legislature, passing the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Two.
Inauguration Day security is tight in Washington, D.C. and all the state capitals.
One.
Joe Biden will be sworn in as 46th U.S. president today, hoping to strike a unifying tone. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic this morning here in the Wichita area. Things looking good out there so far. The traffic conditions good. Volume starting to pick up out there. Seeing some fairly heavy traffic. I-135 right now, north and southbound, right at 1st and 2nd Street. So 1st and 2nd Street exits there. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly sunny and breezy today with a high of 56 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 31. Thursday, mostly sunny. Tomorrow's high 58. Now partly cloudy, south wind at 7 miles per hour, 26 degrees. Hatman Jacks is continuing their winter sale on hats and caps for men and women. See the great selection they have for you and your Valentine at the clock tower in Delano, 601 West Douglas, and hatmanjacks.com. Back to work on Wall Street Tuesday after a Monday holiday.
Markets higher on stimulus hopes yet again, this after Janet Yellen, President-elect Joe Biden's nominee to lead the Treasury Department, said Congress must act big to help the U.S. economy. The Dow closing up 116 points, the S&P up 30, the Nasdaq up 199, flirting with a new all-time high. Leading the way today, big tech and cyclical stocks all higher on hopes for the broader economy. Investors also focused on earnings, the nation's largest banks reporting results for the fourth quarter, and the news generally good. Goldman Sachs announced a doubling of profit for the period, for example, but Bank of America bucking the trend. Its earnings disappointed as low interest rates dragged down results. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
United Health is reporting a fourth quarter profit of $2.21 billion.
Well, of course.
Easily beating most expectations despite costs affiliated with the COVID-19 pandemic. Per share earnings were $2.30, but if one-time costs and charges were taken into account, earnings for the Minnesota company were $2.52. Glad to know that United Healthcare is making a real good profit.
Yeah,
since they are getting some pretty big premiums from me every single payday.
I was going to say I didn't think that healthcare companies made money.
Kidding. You know those copays kidding. That you have to do.
Oh gosh,
yeah, that's called their profit.
Yeah, don't get me started.
Really. Didn't know you were like
sore thing with
sore
me.
Spot.
Yeah,
okay. Don Grant, CFP the
Yo.
Money tracker. Should I give my kid a house?
What do you think?
Not my kid. Both of my kids have better houses than me.
You know, we've all heard the stories. It is tougher and tougher for many young couples to live the American dream and purchase a home. They may share record levels of student loan debt, employment setbacks from the pandemic, and low savings. This is magnified for those who live in expensive cities and the coasts and in popular northern or southwestern states. If boomer mom and dad have a family home that they want to move out of, is it a good idea to gift it to a daughter or a son just to help them out? You know, give them a hand up. Well, perhaps. First, mom and dad will need to make sure that they are secure in their own retirement before gifting anything away, particularly a major appreciated asset. If they give away the family home and can still afford to maintain their lifestyle, that is one check mark in favor of it. Next, gift taxes. Currently, all Americans have a lifetime gift tax exclusion of about $11.7 million, well beyond most people. And anyone can gift anyone else $15,000 a year. So mom and dad can give son and wife a total of $60,000 without paying any gift taxes. Then they can cut into the $11.7 million. There's another check mark. Well, what's on the downside? The kids will inherit mom and dad's cost basis for the home. So if parents paid $150,000 for a house, it's now worth $500,000 30 years later, they may have a $350,000 gain. Each owner has a $250,000 gain exclusion, so $500,000 for a couple. So parents will pay no capital gains if they sell because the profit is less than $500,000. If little Johnny and his wife inherit the home and they sell it another 30 years later for $1 million, the gain will be $850,000. They can eliminate $500,000, but they will have a profit of $300,000 and will need to pay long-term capital gains tax on that money. So that's a check mark against giving away a home. One possible solution would be to have an agreement that the house will become Johnny's when mom and dad finally die. Keep the home in the parents' names and let the kids maintain and live in the home. Sell the home if Johnny wants to use the equity to move into another house. But meantime, the value of the home will be stepped up, at least the way it currently is in taxes. That could change when mom and dad are gone. This giving Johnny an increased basis. And of course, if you have any questions on that, there's many other factors to consider that I'd be happy to chat with you about, but give me a call, 634-2222.
What's the old saying, don't invest in anything that needs painting or feeding?
Oh, so what?
Could be a racehorse or a house.
You paint your dog?
Yeah. That's an investment. Interesting stuff there. Today is National Disc Jockey Day.
Oh,
yep.
We're going to spin some good records tonight.
Come on, yeah,
get
back off.
Well, yes,
the DJ's
Family
playing
Stone
the music
coming up.
And spinning the records. Disc jockey, or DJ for short, a person who plays recorded music either on the radio or at a club or event. Now, no one has played discs on the radio since the early 1980s. It's been a while. Late 70s.
You know what? I think there are a couple of retro stations that actually spin some vinyl.
They may.
You know?
Of course, vinyl's becoming popular with a lot of people.
It has.
And so forth. But
yeah.
The DJ, and it always used to irritate my wife because I've never really played a record on the radio in 50 years. I've always done news.
Right.
And my
wife
would feel like, hey, your husband's a DJ.
No, he's not a DJ.
No.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. But, the old days, you had the disc, as you know what they are, the vinyl.
A couple of turntables in front of you.
Chair. You had one on the left, one on the right, and you had to cue them up. In other words, put the needle on, find the start.
Is that how you learned how to scratch?
Yeah, that's where that came from, of course.
Yeah.
Mixmaster Flash Mac.
Flash Mac.
There you go.
What is going on here?
Johnny, what was
time
the name?
To hear another record.
WKRP, what was the name?
Johnny Fever.
Johnny Fever, yeah.
But, I was in the late 70s. I was at KEYN, and they'd put everything on carts. The music was on the tape cartridge.
Oh, and those.
Now, those are gone now.
Those things used to jam, because I did public radio in Santa Monica, and we stick those things, you know, you have a story recorded on it or something, a little package.
Yeah.
And they would jam so many times.
Well,
it was like an 8-track.
It was crummy machines. We never had that problem where I was.
Oh, give me
a break. You had a bad engineer. Huh?
Yeah, well, the engineer, and then they say, well, just turn it off.
And turn it on.
And then they look at you like you're an idiot if you didn't know how to do it.
All right, well, National DJ Day.
Good day.
Thank you, gentlemen. Coming up 7 o'clock this morning, all the news this morning. Joe Biden to be inaugurated as president today. That story and more. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.